Hey there, my awesome listeners. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, where we're all about finding that inner peace, even in the midst of this crazy world. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today, we're diving into a journey we've all probably taken at some point. From anxiety to acceptance. Ever felt like you're constantly running on overdrive, worrying about things that might not even happen? You know that feeling when your mind's playing a never-ending loop of what ifs, and suddenly, the world feels too much to handle. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Anxiety doesn't have to rule our lives. It can be a tricky beast, but with the right tools and mindset, we can learn to navigate those anxious moments and cultivate a sense of calm and acceptance. Think of this episode like your personal guide to taming that inner critic and finding some real peace of mind. So, what are our key takeaways for this journey from anxiety to acceptance? Buckle up, because things are about to get real. First off, let's talk about awareness. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings. It's about recognizing them without letting them control you. Imagine your anxiety like a wave crashing on the shore. It comes and goes, but it doesn't define the entire ocean. When those anxious thoughts pop up, take a deep breath and acknowledge them. Say to yourself, "Okay, I'm feeling anxious right now," and that's it. Just acknowledging it without judgment can already make a world of difference. Second, remember this. You can only control your own actions, not the outcomes. We often get bogged down by worrying about things we can't change, future events, other people's opinions, you name it. But focusing on what's within our power is key. Instead of stressing about that presentation you have next week, channel your energy into preparing and delivering your best work. Focus on the process, not the outcome, and trust that you've done everything you can. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but shifting your focus to what you're thankful for can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A sunny morning, a good cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your perspective away from worry and towards appreciation, which naturally breeds more peace. Fourth, embrace imperfection. We're all human, and that means we make mistakes. Trying to be perfect all the time is a recipe for anxiety. Instead, learn to accept those imperfections, yours and everyone else's, as part of the journey. Remember, growth comes from learning and evolving, not from striving for an unattainable ideal. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Treat yourself with understanding, patience, and forgiveness. Anxiety can be incredibly draining, so remember to give yourself the space and support you need to heal and grow. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big job interview. You've put in the work, but nerves are kicking in. You're replaying potential questions in your head, worrying about what if things go wrong. Here's where our Stoic wisdom comes into play. Acknowledge those anxious feelings. It's okay to feel nervous. But then remind yourself that you've done everything you can to prepare. Focus on delivering your best answers, showcasing your skills and personality, and remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. There will be other opportunities. So there you have it, a roadmap from anxiety to acceptance. It's about awareness, control, gratitude, embracing imperfection, and most importantly, treating yourself with kindness. Remember, listeners, finding peace isn't about erasing anxiety entirely. It's about learning to navigate it with grace and resilience. Keep practicing these techniques, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those moments of calm you achieve along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest anxieties? How have you found ways to manage them? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey towards greater self-awareness and peace. Until next time, keep detaching, keep thriving, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.